It's time for a new episode of Hold the Mic with Jenna and Lexi.
Hold the mic.
Hey everyone, it's Jenna
and Lexi, and we're back with a new episode of Hold the Mic.
Yes, we're finally back. I'm so excited.
Winter break, it was a great time.
It was a good time.
I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, us too, for sure. And we actually want to get this episode started by shouting out UCA and UDA. That's the national competition. It happened this previous week. So we've talked about it in a few episodes before, but there's basically like two or three like main competitions for collegiate dance and cheer.
Yeah.
UDA, UCA, which is what happened in Orlando this weekend. And then for Boise State's mainline dance team, we go to NDA and NCA, which is in Daytona. But we wanted to start this episode off by shouting out our own cheer team at Boise State. They got sixth place in game day and fourth place in traditional, which is, they also compete in D1A co-ed. But seriously, like, it was like a record-breaking, like, best in the program history. Yeah. Insane. Like, yeah. We just wanted to shout them out for sure.
Awesome. Especially because they compete against so many people.
Yes, it's
like,
so
people
exciting.
Don't understand that sometimes when it comes to cheer and dance is the amount of people you're competing against. Mm-hmm. Like, it is the entire nation.
I'm pretty sure in, I could be so wrong with this, but game day, I think they had 18, and then traditional, I think, was like 16. Yeah. It was somewhere along those lines, but still, like, insane. Like,
so
what
that,
they placed.
Out of that many teams is, like, really good.
What they placed is literally insane. It's so exciting.
But we also wanted to give a shout out to one particular team. I seriously watch their video every single day. Mm-hmm. It's my motivation to get up in the morning. But the LSU Tiger Girls competed an amazing hip hop routine.
If you haven't seen it, literally go watch
literally
it.
Literally
right
look
now.
It up. Like, I watch it every morning.
You don't have
morning.
To know dance to watch this.
No, it is so good. Mm-hmm. I've shown so many people. And so they won the D1A National Championship for hip hop. After being under-resourced by their university and denied the opportunity to compete in 2021, the LSU Tiger Girls kind of spoke out against disparities that college dance and cheer athletes kind of endure and compared to their male counterparts. And so their song was to Sierra's Like a Boy, and it's just incredible. And
iconic.
The meaning behind it is just so special, too, and makes it that much more impressive.
The meaning is insane, but, like, the actual dance itself
is insane.
Iconic. It's so good. It's so good.
But, yeah, just wanted to shout out those teams and everyone who competed at UCA and UDA this past weekend.
And that kind of kicks off our competition season as well, because that's the first one, and we go to Daytona in April, so that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
But to keep going, we're gonna do our segments. So to start off with the game of the week, I really just wanted to touch on the NFL playoffs. I've been so into the NFL playoffs recently. The divisional round will be this weekend, and then this episode comes out the following week, so that weekend after that will be the conference championships, and keep going until we get to the Super Bowl, baby. But I just have been loving it. It's been so fun.
I know. All my teams are out, so I'm kind of bummed.
I'm rooting for the Titans.
It's okay. Tighten up.
Tighten up, baby. Tennessee strong. And then, because we have such a great guest today, I kind of wanted for our cheat sheet segment to go along with her sport, which is volleyball. And I just wanted to kind of let everyone know, but volleyball was invented in 1895, first introduced as an Olympic sport in 1964. This was weird to me, but volleyball had the original name of Mintonette. Had no idea.
Interesting.
I don't know the origin behind it. Couldn't tell you, but I found that interesting. And the last segment before we get into our interview is who's on my radar, and that is Stetson Bennett. He is the quarterback for University of Georgia. He was a former preferred walk-on. His story's insane. If you guys don't know it, like, seriously, go Google it. It's crazy. So inspirational, but he is now the winner of the national championship. Just beat Alabama, led his team to victory. It was insane. Great game. And I'm actually curious really to see where he goes and what he does next year in terms of, like, if he enters the portal, if he ends up declaring for the NFL draft, or, like, returns to UGA for another season. I don't know, but it'll be cool to see.
Yeah, I think the most special thing is he was very underrated. Mm-hmm. Especially, like, on the broadcast, they were just talking about his experience and how he didn't compare up against Alabama. And so for him to be able to go out and do that was really cool.
Definitely counted out, too. And I think it was one of those things where it's like he really, like, told everyone they were wrong, you know? In that sense, it was really awesome.
100%.
Inspirational story. This episode of Hold the Mic is brought to you by Chillo. Are you having trouble finding a roommate?
Or looking for a new place that's actually within your budget? We know there's a lot of headache that surrounds housing, and Chillo is here to help.
Chillo is an app that makes it easier than ever to find a rental and a roommate all in one place. Whether you're a renter or landlord, be sure to check out the Chillo app in the Apple App Store today.
And for a limited time, Chillo will be donating $1 to every app downloaded to a local nonprofit dedicated to ending homelessness in Idaho. So what are you waiting for? Download the Chillo app today.
Yes.
So with that.
But I am so excited to introduce our guest for today. Allie Casillas is a women's volleyball player at Boise State. She's someone I met, I want to say my sophomore year of college, but yeah, welcome.
Hey guys, I'm happy to be here. I'm super excited.
We're so excited. We're so excited, but let's start off with just you introducing yourself.
So I am a junior here at Boise State, majoring in exercise science from Fontana, California. That's about 45 minutes from LA. Nobody usually knows where it is.
No, but you went to Rancho Cucamonga.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that today. That's really cool.
I always talk about Rancho, and it sounds like a made-up place, like Ranch Cucamonga. It sounds just like fictional, right? You know?
Yeah.
Makes no sense. But that's so funny. Been playing volleyball for 10 years, and I love the sport so much. I love Boise State, and I love the culture we have here. So
yeah. How was your kind of process to coming to Boise State?
I was originally committed to San Diego State.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and not a lot of people know that. I was committed, went on my official visit there, and then the Boise State coach was like, I need you on a visit here. And I was like, I'm already committed somewhere. That sounds a little bad, but I ended up going on a visit, and I love this place. Like, yeah. The people are so nice. The culture here, Bronco Gym, oh my gosh, you know the energy there. You guys cheer there.
Yeah.
It is so loud, and it's an amazing place to play at.
Oh my God, that's so awesome. Cool. I had no idea. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. What cool what really changed your mind, though? You saying, like, people?
I would say the people. Like, you see it, California to Idaho. Everyone is so nice here and loving, and it's just a community, family atmosphere. I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I saw that you play indoor volleyball, obviously, but you also do beach.
I played a few games of beach before COVID hit, COVID hit and the season got canceled. Mm-hmm. And then this year I'm kind of saving my body, so no beach volleyball for me.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. Need my break.
Yeah, do you want to talk about kind of, I mean, we were talking before this, but because of COVID, you guys had a spring season, right? And then after that, your fall season, which you guys did really well, but we'll get into that. But how is that kind of going back-to-back seasons?
So we didn't have a preseason for spring. We just had conference play, and it was a shorter season, but it was really hard going from conference play, a 2-month break in the summer, and then straight into preseason, conference, and postseason. We made the postseason, and all those games combined in 1 year was so hard on our bodies that kind of threw us off a little in the beginning of the fall semester. And so that kind of plays into how our fall semester went and kind of developed. So it was a hard way to play back to back.
Quick turnaround for sure.
Oh yeah.
Do you kind of just want to talk about this season a little bit?
So we are Mountain West champs.
Oh yeah.
it was an awesome game, but the season started off with I think 4 out of 5 starters out with either concussions or surgeries. So we started our first 3 preseason games with no setter. And in volleyball, that's like having no quarterback in football. Like, it was just, we didn't know what to do. We had an outside hitter play setter. No setting experience at all. And we ended up beating Long Beach State. And it was shocking.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but it was so shocking.
Were all of those injuries kind of from having that, like, really quick turnaround the season?
Like, our coach talks about it all the time. It was too quick of a turnaround. We did not have enough time for, like, doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
To even diagnose us with what was going on and then playing right away. And that was just super hard. And then concussions out of nowhere the week before we started playing.
Yeah. Just from practice and stuff?
Yeah. One setter, she gets absolutely banged by a freshman. Paige Barr, she's so good. She's like 6'4", amazing. Yeah.
I see her name all the
time.
She
bangs her right in the head, and we're like, oh gosh, what are we going to do now? So yeah, kind of threw us off a little, but it ended up working out for the best because we still won.
Yeah. And your guys' setter's Danny, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She's amazing.
Yeah. No, she's awesome. But no, that's so cool. And it was the first time in, was it program history that you guys won the Mountain West Championship?
I think second time.
Oh, okay.
Second
time. But first time going to NCAA, right?
Second time.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
So we're all off.
After you win Mountain West, then you go to the postseason, and we played BYU, which was kind of rough. But it was a good experience, and it taught us a lot about our program and where we want to be in the upcoming years.
Wow, that is so exciting.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I get a ring. I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So wait, that's fun.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I love that.
What did it kind of mean to your team and your coach and kind of just what it mean for the program to be able to have all those kind of setbacks earlier in the season and then to be able to finish so strong at the end?
Yeah, I think it taught us, like, we are capable of so much more than what we think we are, obviously. And in the middle of the season, we went on a losing streak, like 6 games, I want to say, and we were ranked 8th in Mountain West.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
So going into the tournament, teams are looking down at us like, we already beat you in the conference. Yeah. Like, we have nothing to worry about. You guys don't even have your full squad here. And so they were looking down on us, and it kind of helped us in the long run because no one was playing their best game against us.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, underdogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Like, coming in ranked 6 and then beating everybody, it was crazy time. But I don't know. It just taught us a lot about where we want to be in the upcoming years. Even with the injuries, like, we want to have so many positions that other people can step up in and make plays.
Yeah. You guys had a ton of freshmen stepping up this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you kind of talk about them and just being a junior on the team, kind of being a leader and just seeing those freshmen kind of step up into these big roles?
Yeah. So Jordan and Paige ended up taking huge roles for our team. And it was interesting because sometimes freshmen are scared to come on the court, you know, like have the jitters. Mm-hmm. But these two, they wanted to be out there every moment. Like, they fought for that spot and did amazing. Paige is so scary to defend. Like, we are in practice and she just hits balls off your body. She nailed a girl right in the chest, then right after nailed her in the legs. Like,
oh,
it is terrifying. She is so amazing. And Jordan's just so crafty. She's such a crafty hitter. She's shorter for her position, so she has to be crafty. And
yeah,
those two are studs. They are amazing.
That's awesome. My gosh, I love that.
Yeah,
that's so cool. What was it like being an upperclassman seeing those freshmen?
It's always so cute. Like, coming in as freshman myself, like, having upperclassmen help me so much, I wanted to help them. So, I don't know. It's always, whenever Paige got a kill, I would just jump on top of her.
I love
so
that.
Proud of her. It's like my little babies, but they're way bigger than me. Way taller than me, but they're awesome.
Yeah, can you kind of talk about that? Because you play libero.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you kind of talk about how you got started playing that position and how it's been playing it at Boise State?
So, I played outside up until my senior year of high school.
Oh, wow.
And then I got injured pretty badly my senior year, and it kind of prevented me from running and jumping. So I didn't have a choice but to switch positions.
Okay.
And I came into college injured. I just had surgery a week before I got here. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to play this year. I might redshirt. Like, I don't even know how to play this position. I've never played it in my life.
Yeah.
And he was like, I still want you on the court. Like, you can be limping around, but your leadership brings so much to the court that I just want you on the court. And I was like, I don't know about this. So I played my first game against BYU. I was just limping around. It was kind of embarrassing because I was just playing so bad. But I don't know. I love the position so much. Being a defender is so much fun. I feel so awesome when I get a dig and stuff. But I love it way better than hitting. So it worked out in the end.
Yeah.
I saw there was one game that you had this year that you had like 17 digs in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the season was kind of hard coming in with an injury. So I was kind of like just trying to stay above the water.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just. Yeah, it was good to have one good game. I felt like I didn't play that great of a season, but it's good to play good once.
Well, it clearly worked out for you.
Yeah,
you
clearly paid off.
You clearly had a good game. What kind of injuries have you faced?
I had a broken tip fib, and then I have a rod in my leg, about a foot long rod. And
oh my gosh!
Yeah, 6 screws. So then I had a second surgery taking some of the screws out. Then I had a third surgery, like one of my muscles was attached to my bone. Like glued on there. So they unattached it and then took out a screw. So I've had 3 surgeries in the past 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And still are able to kill it in volleyball.
I try, but I'm just limping around half the time, I swear.
Oh. Wow, that is so crazy.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So kind of talking about your team success this year, do you guys, how did you guys kind of get there, or what, do you guys have like good chemistry? Do you guys hang out outside of practice, that sort of stuff? I feel like I always see Snapchats or something of you guys just messing around or TikToks or something. So
those girls are my family. Like, that is one of the biggest reasons I'm here. They are awesome, my best friends in the whole world. And we have such good chemistry that maybe we're having a bad practice, but we're going in the locker room laughing our butts off after. Like, they can make you laugh like no other, and they can make you laugh on the court all the time. And I think that's one of the things that helped us. Like, our chemistry is so good. And it really showed in our last games. Like, we came together, and we're like, we can do this. Like, let's just show up all these people.
Yeah. I love that. That is so cute.
Yeah, I know. Awesome. I feel like a team's dynamic is, like, the epitome of success, you
100%.
Know? So it really speaks volumes to, like, your guys' success for this past season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did you start playing volleyball, by the way?
About 10 years ago.
Okay. I think
6th grade, 5th grade.
Wow. Okay. What got you into it?
My sister started playing. So my sister's a tall sister, you know. I was always a short one, and they're like, oh, I don't know if she's going to be that good in volleyball. She's kind of short. But I was like, no, this is my sport. I'm gonna be better than you. So that was my goal. And she made me love the sport. I always looked up to her, went to all of her games, like watched all her games and learned so much. And even her, like, team moms on her team were helping me during their practice. Like, I would just serve balls with a random mom and just learn so much.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool.
Yeah, so it's all my sister.
Yeah, I love that. Awesome. Yeah. It's cool having, like, that role model for you too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It helped me so much. Mm-hmm. She still walks me through day-to-day practice. She's awesome.
Does she play still?
Not anymore. She stopped playing, like, 3 years ago, but.
Okay.
I go to her for all my volleyball problems. If I'm ever having a bad day, you know, she loves watching my games. She's like my biggest fan.
That is so cute. Yeah. Is your family still in California?
Yes, they are. Okay. But you should see them on my game days. They have the whole family over, like cardboard cutouts.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And at our conference tournament, they had the biggest squad cheering.
Oh my gosh. Were they able to travel to Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah. And they even had blue tarps on the stands for the blue wall that we have. That's our blocking, like, thing. And they're awesome. My family's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
That is so awesome.
Were a lot of the girls, like, families able to come out for that tournament and stuff?
I think everybody's family was there. So,
oh my gosh. Well, it's a huge deal.
Yeah, we had a great crowd.
Yeah.
It was a great turnout.
What was it like being at the tournament?
We were pretty nervous going into it. We played San Jose the first round, and we had already lost to them twice this year. So we're going in, like, ooh, this is going to be kind of hard, but we can do it. Like, after we beat San Jose, we kind of looked at each other and we're like, okay, we have Utah State after this, who just won the regular season conference, and then we have UNLV after that. And we came together as a team. We're just like, we can win this. Like, I don't know what was different that tournament, but it was totally different chemistry that we've ever had before.
Yeah, that's awesome. Especially because UNLV won last year, right?
Oh, yeah. They have a great team. They always have a great team. Marina Hayden, she has an arm like no other. Really? She will serve the ball and we'll be on our toes just so scared. And then she misses and we're like, oh, thank God.
next one.
Yeah. So she was kind of having an off day and that kind of helped us a lot. And winning that was the most amazing experience. We were jumping up and down, I think, for 2 hours.
Oh my God. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
So when things aren't kind of going your way on the court, what do you or your teammates kind of say to each other to pick each other up? I feel like volleyball is such, like, a happy, like, sport.
Yeah. So volleyball, every person on the court, one person's going to make an error every single point. Like, it's just inevitable.
Right.
So you have to have a next play mindset, and that's always what we say. Like, we're coming in together, next play, guys. Who cares about what just happened? Like, it's over. There are so many more points that are going to happen. You have to have a next play mindset every single time.
Yeah. That is so interesting. Yeah. I feel like I've never thought about it from, like, that perspective.
Yeah.
Like, someone has to mess up for, like, the rally to stop. Yeah, you know?
Exactly.
Wow, that is so interesting.
Yeah.
That is really cool. Is that something that was, like, taught from, like, the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so next play mindset, you will hear that a ton on the volleyball court.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so hard. You can get in your head so easily, and you just can't. Like, literally, whatever's in your head, just throw it out. And that's what I kind of have, like, this signal, like, look at my head and I just throw things out of it sometimes.
Oh,
I'm just like, who cares about what just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. What's the craziest rally that you've ever been a part of or, like, seen while at Boise State, if you can think of one?
I would say my freshman year against Colorado State.
Okay.
It made it to the NCAA volleyball like Instagram, so we were all hyped about it.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it just kept going back and forth, like crazy digs, pancakes, and that was, I just remember that play.
Yeah, like I think I remember seeing that somewhere.
Yeah.
Or, that was so cool.
That's so funny.
My freshman year, I was freaking out.
I know, it's like on the Instagram, you're like, I made it.
Yeah,
I love that. What has your experience been like for the past 3 years of being a student athlete, managing like school and sport?
Yeah, I think being a student athlete is one of the hardest things anybody can ever go through. Like, you guys know it yourself. You wake up so early in the morning. You have no choice but to get up. And you're working out, practicing, and you can have a bad day one day, and you just have to forget about it. Like, it is definitely a marathon, not a sprint. That is how I think of it. Yeah, okay. It is pretty hard. And then going to class after, you're all tired, but you just have to keep going.
Yeah. I have a funny story. So sophomore year, Allie and I had her freshman year, Allie and I had a class together, and it was at like 9 a.m. or something like that. And so us and the volleyball players, and then I think swimmers were in our class too, we would all have 6 a.m. practice or like early morning practice. And then we would all show up to class at 9 a.m. together, and just all of us athletes rolling in. I think it was like just the funniest thing of the day.
We look so tired. We're just all sweaty, limping around.
The swimmers have wet hair from being in the pool that morning. I was like, at least I'm not you.
I know. I was trying so hard to stay awake in that class.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that was the funniest memory.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's hard, like, balancing all of it, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. And especially because with volleyball, you guys travel all the time. Mm-hmm. So how has that been, kind of like literally having to leave in the middle of the week for a game and then come back?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to stay up with your schoolwork, so I take a lot of online classes.
Yeah.
But we travel every other weekend, if not weekends, back to back, and it is really hard. We are in the hotel room, I think, all of fall. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we get off the plane coming back home to Boise, we're like running to the bus. We made it back, finally.
Yes.
But it's really hard to manage your schoolwork and volleyball, like scouting on top of that. You got to watch film the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard being a student athlete, but it's so worth it.
Yeah. It's interesting because you guys just get back and it's like, boom, back into normal life until the next time you have to leave.
Mm-hmm. Practice Monday morning, you know.
Totally. Yeah. That's your crazy practice schedule change at all? Do you guys still practice during off season?
Yes.
Okay. What does that schedule look like now?
So we're lifting or running at 6 a.m. and then practice right after.
Okay.
Okay.
I kind of like the schedule better because I can do everything in the morning and then do schoolwork afterwards.
Yeah,
I like the schedule way more.
What was it before that?
Yeah.
Like we during season?
Lift at like 6 in the morning and then practice at 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't like that schedule as much.
Yeah. You really have to
middle
balance
of the day.
Yeah, exactly. You have to put your classes in between and everything.
It is really hard to do the classes. That's why I am online half the time. But I really like the morning schedule way more. I'm really happy about it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How has your major been, kind of taking a lot of online classes?
I kind of have to teach myself a lot, like watch a lot of YouTube videos because it's exercise science. So it's not like math that I have to teach myself a whole lot. It's just a lot of memorization so far. But I really love it. Exercise science. I hope to work with athletes one day.
Okay, you know? Okay. That's what I was going to ask you. What are you thinking?
I don't know. Maybe like a strength coach, maybe athletic trainer. I just want to work with athletes, stick with what I know.
Yeah.
You know, I love athletes.
Yeah. Well, and you can really add that like personal touch to it, you know, and be like, oh, well, I had this one injury. It's like, I can help you with what they did.
That's what my mom always says. She's like, you'd be so good with athletes. You can relate to them.
You've had enough surgery.
Exactly. Like 6 scars on my leg.
I know. I love it. In your time here at Boise State, I know we talked about a certain rally that comes to mind, but is there like a certain game that comes to mind at all?
I'd say the Mountain West Championship game.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, that game against UNLV. It was so fun to be a part of. Mm-hmm. Like, especially on their home court, because this was in Las Vegas. So it was their home court. And, it was so awesome. Like, the seniors on the team, they made such an impact on our team this year. Mm-hmm. And to leave them going with a ring is the most amazing thing.
Oh, for sure.
I have chills.
How many seniors did you guys have?
I think 4 or 5.
Okay.
But they were all like starters playing. So it's definitely going to be a rebuilding year this year.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I think it'll be cool though.
Yeah.
I mean, especially coming off of like such that high of like this past season's success. Like,
exactly.
I think it'll be really cool going into the next season.
I'm excited for the young players too.
Yeah.
So much on this off season and see what they can do next fall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that you guys signed, obviously everyone kind of signed new recruits and everything, but have you had the chance to meet the new recruits yet, or do you know kind of who you're going to be playing with in the fall?
So we have a new setter coming in, which is good because Danny Boss is just leaving. Mm-hmm. We have Ashley, who hasn't had her time to shine yet, but we can see what she can do. Ashley, and then we have a new setter coming in, so they're going to fight to the death for that one. And then we also have a new right side, Kirsten. So we're going to see what her, Michaela, and Paige can do. She's a gray shirt this year.
Okay.
So she's going to have an off season with us, so she kind of has a little advantage there. Mm-hmm. You know, getting to know the team, train with the team, and
right.
I'm excited to see what she can do.
Yeah, that's awesome. Is there anyone who's from, like your hometown or anything?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah, so yeah. Did you come in not knowing, like, anyone?
I signed my January of my senior year.
Okay.
So I barely got to get to know everybody.
Yeah.
Like, there's some girls on the team that were like, I didn't even know you were coming in. I just showed up in the summer.
Oh, showed up at practice one day.
Yeah. So it was kind of hard coming in, not knowing anybody at all. But those girls are so sweet and so easy to get along with. We had the best summer and it was easy with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. With any other group, I wouldn't say so, but they are awesome.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to kind of ask, like, how was your transition coming to college? And then your freshman year kind of got shut down because of COVID and everything. So how was that kind of transition? And then coming back and all of a sudden you're a sophomore and then a junior.
Oh, yeah. So coming in, it's always hard leaving home. Going from California to Idaho, I think I was crying every single day my first week. Like, it was so hard being away from my parents, not having my mom there. And it was hard at first, but now that I am in Idaho and kind of adapted myself to everything, it has made me grow so much. And I'm happy that I transitioned from San Diego State to Boise State because I couldn't be happier being independent, growing so much. And then having COVID hit, oh my gosh, that week was so confusing. Mm. We were like, what is this virus? What's going on right now? And going home for so long and then coming out of nowhere, okay, we're going to train again. Oh, wait, we can't train because some people have COVID. Mm-hmm. Wait, come back. It was so confusing.
Yeah.
So it was just a confusing time for
everybody. That whole summer afterwards, like, I remember we would have practice, but we would have practice in, like, groups of five.
Yeah.
And it was, like, based on your last name. And I'm like, what are we doing here? What?
And then it was like, oh, practice is canceled today. I'm like, oh, cool. And then you guys got, like, your spring season practically kind of dropped on you, right? Wasn't it all super kind of last minute?
Yeah, so they were like, okay, you're not going to have spring, you're not going to have a season anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, we've been training for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Let's just have another off season. It was just a weird time for everybody, especially with COVID, like practicing with masks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I'm out of breath all the time.
Yeah. Did you get to play any beach games your freshman year?
Yeah,
before I played everything happened?
Two games.
Okay.
Against University of Arizona.
Oh, cool.
With
oh.
Shay Duffy, which is another indoor girl.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we kind of got, they just kind of sprung it on us. Like, you guys are going to play a beach tournament. We've never played beach in our lives. So it's kind of different.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, played on the beach a couple times.
Yeah. But you like go with your friends, bring a volleyball. Yeah.
Not a college game. I was terrified. Oh. Like, the game is so different. We had to learn everything in about a week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. In what ways is it different?
So you can't. Well, you can set the ball, but it can't have any spin on it. And then tipping, you can't tip. You have to, like, do little knuckles.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a totally different game.
It's two people instead of.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. So then you only have one blocker and one defender. So I'm the short one. I have to stay back and run all over the place.
And it's sand, so it's, like, hard
to run. Exactly. And then they go so fast, like, 1 point's over, and I'm gasping for breath.
Yeah.
And they're, like, serving it. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I need a break.
Let me take a break for a second. At least did you get tan?
No. Oh, I had a spandex tan for a couple weeks.
Oh,
stop.
But it wasn't a good tan.
Where is the beach volleyball court over, like, next to Towers? Is that where you would play?
No, by Lincoln Townhomes.
Oh.
By, like, Identity.
Oh, okay. That's it, at those courts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's, like, four courts, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
There was, last summer we trained in the sand a couple times.
Okay.
And they put the wrong sand down. So it was, like, this rocky sand. It's 6 in the morning. Geez. Our feet are frozen.
Yeah.
And we're running around and we're, like, so bad.
Oh my gosh.
What is wrong with this sand? They're like, we put the wrong sand in. I'm like, can you fix
this?
This
is rocks.
Can you fix that?
Well, also, I've had a lot of people, because one of my best friends plays beach at Concordia. And so she was like,
why is there a beach volleyball team in Boise, Idaho?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll be walking to my car or something if I park over by Identity, and I see these girls in full, like, sweatshirts, sweatpants, socks, and it's, like, November, and it's freezing, and I'm like, how are you out here right now?
Exactly. Like, before every practice, they have to set up their nets, and they have to break down the sand because it'll be frozen solid in chunks.
Oh, I bet.
And sometimes they can't even practice in the sand because it's so frozen, so sometimes they go to their indoor court and just practice, like, passing or setting. Mm-hmm. It is so cold out there.
Do you think, though, it kind of almost prepares you for indoor more in terms of, like, your stamina and stuff?
It does. And it makes you extend your range, which is really good. So as a defender, it really helped me extend my range, like, kind of jump for balls and get balls I've never gotten before because I can throw my body all over the sand.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And it helps all your other skills, indoor and beach, and even hitting. You have to be smarter with your shots. So they both complement each other really well.
Is it common that girls do indoor and beach?
There's about 4 or 5 girls that will go from indoor to beach. But with our program, I think our beach program's growing so much. It's a new program, so it's growing like year by year. And I think soon that number will go down. There'll be so many more beach girls coming in that secure their spots. So,
yeah. Interesting. Cool. Mm-hmm. Are they same coaches or different coaches?
Different coaches.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
After college, are there any options in terms of volleyball?
You can go overseas.
Okay.
Oh, so play in like Europe, Italy, do something like that. But you got to be really good to do that.
That'd be so cool, though.
Oh, yeah. That's probably a great experience. I've heard a lot of people do it, and it looks so fun.
Yeah.
A girl here plays in Greece.
Whoa, oh my gosh, can you imagine?
Yeah. Her name is Sabrin Roberts. She was on the team that won conference the first time.
Okay. Okay.
And what year was that? Do you remember?
I feel like 2015 or 16.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. That's cool,
I think.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I just, like, I can't get over it. Like, it's such a cool thing that you guys, like, won that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I did not see that coming. I'm not going to lie. I love our team. I love our team. But after all the injuries and setbacks, I was a little skeptical about going into that tournament.
I feel like even, like, the standings, like you were talking about earlier, and we were saying, like, the underdog and stuff. Like, the standings, like, you look at that and you're like, oh, okay. Like, we just won. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting still.
I think it was the layout of the tournament, too, because we had to play San Jose instead of New Mexico. So I think the layout also helped us a lot.
Yeah. I was going to say, what, you guys were ranked 8th in the Mountain West?
I think it was 8th. Yeah. We were down there, and it was embarrassing. But then we were like, okay, we need to turn this around, guys. We had so many locker room talks that were like, what is happening to us right now? We need to turn this around. And we ended up turning it around and winning everything.
Yeah.
Talked to everybody.
Who was your most difficult opponent this year, would you say?
That's hard. I feel like Colorado State.
Really?
It is. Okay. It's hard to play there. They have such a big arena, so it kind of changes how you serve, how you pass. We kind of always play rough there, so it's always hard playing there. And then them coming here, they have such a great team year in, year out. And so playing them here was kind of rough, too. They're always a great opponent. And also UNLV. Both of those teams are such high-level playing teams.
Yeah.
You mentioned, like, the arena. In what way does, like, the arena actually change things from school to school?
So it kind of changes how, like, say I'm serving the ball. Sometimes I'll lose the ball because the arena is so big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it is, it's
and
hard.
And the lights, too.
Oh, yeah.
Do they play in their basketball arena?
Yeah, that big arena.
Okay.
Yeah, that
gotcha.
Huge one. And they have packed stands almost every game.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So Colorado and Wyoming are really hard to play at.
Okay. So you'll go, what, like toss it up, go to serve, and you can't even find the ball?
Oh, yeah. I remember a game against BYU, our last game, and we missed so many serves because there were so many people there, too, in white shirts right behind us. So the ball's white. I throw it up. I'm like, uh-oh, I don't know where the ball is. So I just hit it out of nowhere. I missed, but yeah. Suddenly throw that in there. I missed.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's so funny.
Wait, why do you guys play in Bronco Gym compared to, like, Extra Mile Arena?
I think because Bronco Gym is smaller, and you can feel the stands, like, they're right on the court.
Oh, they're so close.
So close.
Yeah. So close. And if we played an Extra Mile, we wouldn't have that same, you know. So we can fill up Bronco Gym, have so many fans, and that freaks out, like, freshmen on the other team. Say I'm a freshman going into Bronco, say I'm on a different team. I'm a freshman going into Bronco Gym, and there's, like stands right on the court.
Yeah.
I don't want to play in that environment.
Yeah. Well, especially the opposing team, because when they go to serve, they are literally like their back is right in front of like the student section.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. And so, yeah, that's terrifying.
I guess it just works out better that way. Because if we're in Extra Mile Arena, it's so big, we wouldn't even hear the fans.
Yeah.
Totally. I know, and I like how, like, in Bronco Gym, you know how, like, those stands are up on the top?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're observing.
Exactly. I wish I could watch a game from the stands.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I've done it.
Yeah. That used to be the basketball arena, like, back in the day.
So little.
Yeah. Bronco Gym used to be where they played basketball.
Wow. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very
they built fact. Extra Mile. But
wow. Yeah. That is so cool. Yeah. Interesting.
The more you know.
Would you ever see yourself, like, coaching volleyball?
I could see myself. I think my coach here always says that. He's like, what are you majoring in? I'm like, exercise science. He said, that's not a coach.
Wrong career path.
Yeah. But I could totally see myself doing it. I've coached little girls sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I love helping other people with volleyball. Like,
yeah.
There are some of my friends outside of volleyball that are in the volleyball class here for, like, K-12 education.
Okay. Yeah.
And I love helping them. They're like, how do you pass the ball? I was like, okay, I got you. Let me help you with everything. Yeah, but I love coaching people. It's so much fun.
That's awesome.
Wait, I have a very serious question. Sometimes when I'm playing volleyball, it, like, makes my arms really red.
Yeah.
Does yours get like that?
So I haven't played in a month. My arms will get red tomorrow at practice. But once you play more and more, they'll get used to it.
Okay, because that's what I've heard. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, this is so embarrassing. It hurts so bad.
Yeah, like, it does hurt at first. Even if it's, like, cold outside for the beach girls, imagine the ball hitting
absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. No way.
But my arms still get red all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that – okay, this is another question. Is that intentional why you guys wear long sleeves?
Yeah, sometimes. And I always wear the sleeves. It makes the ball touch so much better.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
I mean, maybe because it's fabric instead of skin.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a placebo thing, but I pass better with the sleeves.
I totally
pass better with the sleeves.
That's so funny.
That's so funny. I've seen on TikTok and stuff, like, White Jersey Day or something, and they're, like, stretching their, like, jerseys across the chair. Do you guys have anything like that?
We don't have – we have too big of ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my freshman year, I'm in a medium white jersey, and my coach is like, why are you wearing a dress? Like, I don't know. This is what they gave me.
They gave it to me.
Yeah, we don't have the super tight ones. We have the big ones.
Oh, okay. Do you like that?
No.
No. You'd rather them be tighter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't matter on me so much, but some of the bigger girls, like taller girls, sometimes they don't even reach their belly, you know?
Because
they're so tall, 6'4 girls.
Yeah.
But we haven't had too bad of a problem with jerseys.
Yeah.
Just the dress.
That is such a funny story.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
So we were kind of talking before, but you said you have 2 years of eligibility left. Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll use both of them, or what is kind of your plan after you graduate, or say that you're kind of done with volleyball? Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to graduate next spring, so I'll use one more year of eligibility. And then after that, depending on if I want to go to grad school for something, which I don't know yet.
Yeah.
If I want to go to grad school and if they have a volleyball team wherever I want to go to school, then I'll play. But right now, it's not in the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll just use 1 year and just see what happens in the next few months.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool that you could play in grad school if you wanted to.
I mean, Allie O, she's a grad student here, mm-hmm. and she makes me want to play one more year. She loves the game so much.
Oh.
But yeah.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
No, yeah.
So with you graduating in spring, would you still, obviously you guys have like that fall season and everything, mm-hmm. but would you still practice and train during that spring, or are you just done?
I would be done.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so our seniors right now, we walked in the gym last week, and we're like, where are the seniors?
Yeah.
just practice with us for the spring, please. We missed you already.
Seriously.
Yeah. But yeah, after our season, after that BYU game, seniors are done, and you're done in the fall.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Pretty sad.
You're like a real student for one semester.
I know. It's so weird.
Like, what do I do with my time?
I'm kind of scared for that time. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Yeah. No, same. I graduate this year. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do without dance.
Exactly.
I'm like, it's scary.
It can either be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah.
Totally. Oh my gosh. That's so funny. I love that. So in terms of, you said your sister played volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Is your family just pretty active in general as well?
Not really.
Okay.
So me and my sister were kind of the active ones of our family. The other ones, they have the brains. They are so smart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So my parents, my family love our games, love watching them, supporting us. So it's it's kind of we're a volleyball family. Volleyball family.
I love that. Yeah. That is so awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. Kind of looking ahead to next season, what are you kind of most excited for, or what are you looking to for your senior year?
I think I'm excited to see how this program grows in the off season. We have so much like young players, see what they can do. It's kind of exciting to see, like, we just had the best team with amazing seniors. They left, so what are we going to do with ourselves now? What can we do with young players? Mm-hmm. How much can we grow, and where can we take this program? Yeah. Hopefully another conference championship.
Yes, yeah, another ring.
Yeah,
we need two
my senior year, that'd be awesome.
Yes, you have to balance it out. You know what I mean?
One hand's going to be heavier than the other.
Exactly. No, I love that you said you guys are going to have, like, that rebuilding, like, season. Because you said you have a lot of, like, young talent, so I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see what we can do.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, I think that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Do you want to give everyone maybe like your Instagram or something? They can follow you.
AllieCasillas_ follow me.
I love it.
Well, thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Yeah. So excited to be here. That was awesome. Thank you.
Yes, we were so excited to have you. Thank you so much.
And good luck with your senior year and your off season and everything like that.
Thank you guys. You guys are the best.
Thank you. Well, to everyone still listening, make sure that you guys get caught up on all of our previous episodes as well. And we look forward to the next one.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to subscribe so you can stay up to date on Hold the Mic.
Be sure to follow our Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook accounts at Hold the Mic Podcast.